My name's Shelley Day Slater, and my story's called The Lilliput, and I'm going to read you an extract from that just now. My granddad leans forward, lifts his arm and prods his bony finger in the direction of the football coupon. He told me once that finger came from the war. Nana says, what a load of old baloney. He never went near any blinking war. How are you, war, lass? My grander starts, but his words dissolve into coughing. He rests one hand on the mantelpiece and the other on his knee, and he coughs till he retches up with it, then spits into the fire. I lay my picture down and stand tiptoe on my chair to reach the Vernons. My grandmother puts her head round the door, looks at my grandfather and then at me. I'm not supposed to get him agitated. Mind you didn't foul, is all she says. My grandfather, wheezing now, his finger scrabbling his cardy pocket, feeling for the biro. The best thing my grandfather likes is his football pools. I get to fill it in with little tiny crosses and little tiny squares. He says, you can tell I won the prize for neat writing. I had to copy out this Royal Throne of Kings in actual ink. If you win, you get loads of money. Enough to buy me a typewriter. Once I printed an entire story with my John Bull set. It took forever and Granda said, the lassie needs a typewriter, that's what she needs. We saw one, a child's one, a Lilliput, in Sheena Robson's catalogue, but it was way too much. Unless, my Granda said, unless we win the pools. And he tapped the side of his nose with his war finger and winked. Anyway, I filled out the coupon double quick because Davy next door was already knocking for the money. On Saturday, I wasn't there for the checking because I was away up the Gull Ponds with Rosemary Patterson. We came back late because we'd seen a dead sheep in the rushes, its belly all swollen and its legs sticking up in the air, and the smell of it had knocked us sick. When I came flying in at the back door, my grandmother said, hey, steady on now. And she went on prodding at the stock, which happened to be a sheep's head, boiling with peelings and barley. And I felt even sicker at the sight of it. Get away with you, she said, laughing. Then she said, go on, your grand has won the pools. Go and ask him.